It's time to get ready for summer camp, which used to mean labeling socks, writing wish lists for care packages, and stocking up on bug spray. Earlier this month, the New York Times reported on a new trend in camp prep. Girls, and even a few boys as young as 12 years old, getting seriously groomed pre-camp. We're talking about leg waxing, hair straightening, the kind of salon services usually reserved for adults with means, not kids setting off to sleep in platform tents. Jane Roper is less than thrilled about this notion. She's author of Eden Lake. It's a novel based on her 15 years of experience at sleepaway camp. She recently wrote a reaction to the Times piece on her blog, Baby Squared. To sum it up, pre-camp preening totally misses the point. Jane, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So for listeners who didn't read the article in the Times, this is by the style writer Rachel Felder. What did it say about this latest pre-camp ritual?
Well, the article reported that there's a growing trend among New York parents to bring their daughters and, as you mentioned, sons, sometimes as young as 12, to the salon and have legs and even bikini line waxed, their hair straightened, and other cosmetic procedures. The implication was that these weren't typical procedures for these kids, that they were done especially for camp, for convenience, for hygiene, and for a way to preemptively relieve some insecurities so the kids would feel more confident.
And it's not even just shaving your legs and putting on a little fake tanner. Some, you know, this stuff costs money.
Yeah. I mean, the average leg waxing in a New York salon is going to run you $50 to $100. Mm. Having a keratin treatment for hair straightening, a lot more than that.
A lot of allowance.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I don't think it's the kids who are driving this, though. I think it's much more the parents.
That's a part of the thing. Your point is that camp is about coming as you are. Why do you think that coming as you are is important for a character-building experience?
Well, you know, a big part of camp is learning to make do with less, taking that focus away from outward appearances and the comforts of home. And I think it's a chance to realize that that stuff isn't as important as you might think. So the focus at camp is a lot more on just having fun, on making friends, on building community, and being a little more self-reliant.
But didn't you pack your best T-shirts or shorts or beg your mom for new sneakers before camp?
Yeah, to some extent. I think you want to look okay. You don't want to be a total slob. But I know when I was at camp, and I think I was not alone, I appreciated the chance to let things go a little bit, you know, to wear that old T-shirt or, you know, wear that wet bathing suit from the lake right up to dinner and not have to worry about it because everyone was in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. So what is the harm then in relieving a few insecurities in such a girl-intensive environment? Maybe somebody with a freshly waxed mustache would be more confident in herself. This isn't really a bad base for building character, is it?
Well, not necessarily. And, you know, I understand that for some girls, body hair and, you know, precocious puberty are a sense of insecurity. And for some girls, you know, it may be the case that getting a wax does make more sense, but one of the salons in the article says that a full 40% of their clients in late May and early June are kids under 16. So I think this is, you know, this is a much bigger phenomenon than the occasional girl here or there. And honestly, I think in a lot of, you know, having hairless legs or straight hair shouldn't really be the basis for growing your confidence. It should come from within, and especially at camp.
It's also a place for girls to take a kind of a break from that girl-on-girl meanness that pervades the school year. I mean, isn't this a place where you can experiment with being just you as you are?
Definitely. I know for me it was very liberating to be away from that clickiness, to not have what you wear or what you look like be as big a part of who your friends are and what people think of you. It's also a chance for, you know, to girls to reinvent themselves a little bit if they want, to be maybe more outgoing and confident at camp than they are at home. But I don't think it's a result of having Barbie doll smooth legs necessarily.
But of course, behind this are the parents who either succumb to the pressure of their child or they decide that this is best for them. So the childhood camp experience is kind of being mitigated by adults. Isn't your advice really to them?
Yeah, I think it is more than that. I think it's for parents to let their kids know that this is a place for them to be themselves without some of the accoutrements of home and to build confidence and independence based on, you know, what's inside, not how they look like on the outside.
How do you remember that? You know, is there a moment for you at camp where you realize, like, okay, I'm really doing my own thing?
Yeah, I mean, the things that I tried when I was at camp when I was a kid, you know, climbing on the ropes course, riding horses, doing arts and crafts, and taking risks that I wouldn't normally take was just fantastic. And I did feel like some of those social lines that might have been more firmly drawn at home weren't drawn as firmly at camp. And I think a lot of that was the fact that we were all there together in our shorts and T-shirts, looking a little scruffy, maybe complaining together about the food, the kind of stuff that bonds you together and makes those friendships that really last and that are much more intense and special than some of the ones you have at home.
Well, you write frequently about your twin daughters. That was, I guess, the basis of your blog. Now they're 5 years old. Will you be sending them to camp?
I would love to, absolutely. If we can swing it financially, because, you know, two kids at the same time isn't easy, I would love to send them to camp, and I would love for them to have the kind of experiences that I did at camp.
Well, Jane, I want to thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Jane Roper, author of Eden Lake. It's a novel based on her many years as a camper. She's in the memoir Double Time about being the parent of twins. You'll find a link to her blog, A Wax Before Summer Camp? No Way! That's at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also post your own reactions at wordofmouthradio.org or on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. Stay with us for an even more controversial parenting choice, spanking. Word of mouth hurts me more than it hurts you, believe me, in just a minute.